was actually previously married and very, very happily so. And my husband, I think it was when I was about three months pregnant, found out he had cancer. It was a very long battle. It was about 3 years before he passed away. And at that time, Marley was 2.5, my daughter was. So she's kind of, there were some times after he passed away where I was really struggling with depression and those kinds of things. And honestly, having her to take care of probably saved my life in more ways than one, you know?
Yeah.
I just, she was my reason to keep going. So I had been teaching kindergarten for 12 years at that point. I don't know, you just kind of, when something catastrophic and big happens in your life, you kind of rethink, or are you doing what you want to do? And I don't know, during all that time while he was sick, we had some really great nurses and some really bad ones. And so I thought, you know, I think I can do this. I'd like to do this and help other people. I don't know, I just love nursing because there's a lot of reasons. You know, I like the medical side of it, but I also like the taking care of the patient and taking care of their family, because you're taking care of everybody. It's not just the person in the bed. I have a very, very strong faith. And so being able to sit with those patients and you can tell which ones want you to or don't. I've prayed with several patients. I've cried with lots of patients, you know. So those are my favorite things about it. It's very emotionally draining sometimes, but it's also so, so rewarding. I don't know. I think in 10 years, I'll feel a lot more settled with this new start. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There are joys and challenges to starting completely over when you're 35. Mm-hmm. That wasn't something that was even in my plan B ever. You know, I figured my life was set down its course and that's how it's going to be. And so you're kind of just starting over.